What not to do: rescue fantasies, flirtation, secret help, or boundary collapse. Sexual vulnerability in reentry ministry requires serious boundary wisdom. One of the most dangerous mistakes a chaplain can make is believing, "I am the one who can save this person." That kind of thinking may sound compassionate, but it can become a rescue fantasy. A rescue fantasy happens when the chaplain begins to feel uniquely needed, uniquely trusted, or uniquely able to heal someone through personal attention. The returning citizen may be lonely, ashamed, afraid, or drawn to the chaplain's kindness. The chaplain may enjoy being needed. Without accountability, this can become emotionally confusing and spiritually dangerous. Another danger is flirtation. Flirtation may look obvious or it may be subtle. It may include private compliments, secret messages, emotional intensity, lingering touch, suggestive jokes, special favoritism, or conversations that become too personal too quickly. In reentry ministry, power differences matter. A chaplain must never use spiritual care to create romantic or sexual access. Secret help is another warning sign. A chaplain may begin giving private rides, private money, private meetings, private texting, private advocacy, or private emotional support outside the ministry's accountability. This can place both the chaplain and the returning citizen at risk. It can also undermine staff, church leaders, family boundaries, recovery support, parole or probation expectations, and public trust. Boundary collapse often begins slowly. A chaplain says, "This is just one exception." Then exceptions become patterns. The person begins calling late at night. The chaplain hides the contact from a spouse, supervisor, pastor, or ministry leader. Prayer becomes emotionally intimate in ways that are not healthy. The chaplain starts feeling protective in a possessive way. That is not holy care. That is danger. A reentry and restoration chaplain should avoid secretive relationships, romantic language, sexualized joking, unnecessary physical touch, private rescue plans, and any situation that would be difficult to explain honestly to a pastor, spouse, supervisor, or ministry leader. A better posture says, "I care about you, and because I care, we are going to keep this accountable, safe, and appropriate." Holy boundaries do not block love. They protect love from becoming confused, manipulative, or harmful. When sexual vulnerability appears, the chaplain must slow down, stay in role, involve proper support when needed, and remember that Christ-centered care is always truthful, dignifying, and accountable.